Welcome to HCS Talks. I'm your host, Superintendent of Hampton City Schools, Raymond Haynes. This is our second season of HCS Talks, our Hampton City Schools podcast. Our goal is to educate, inform, and entertain not just our local community, but also listeners far and wide. Each episode spotlights different topics, from education and student success to the hard work of our teachers, support staff, parents, and community partners. We will also shine a spotlight on different programs, initiatives, and more, offering valuable insights for everyone. To our loyal listeners, thank you for your continued support. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. We hope you will stick around and keep listening to HCS Talks. Today, I have the opportunity to sit down with Ms. Myra Chambers, our Director of Alternative Learning. So welcome, Ms. Chambers, and thank you for joining us today on HCS Talks. Before we start discussing adult and alternative learning opportunities, please introduce yourself to the listening audience.
I'm Myra Chambers. I've worked 34 years in Hampton City Schools at both the middle and high school level. Most recently, I have worked for 12 years at the Hampton Adult and Alternative Learning Center, where I have the pleasure of working with students from ages 8 to 80.
8 to 80?
8 to 80. It's never too late to go back to school, Dr. Haynes.
Absolutely not.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate your 34 years of service with Hampton City Schools. Now, prior to Hampton City Schools, where are you from? What brought you to the city of Hampton?
I grew up in a small town, Berryville, Virginia. Later, we moved to Winchester, Virginia, and I barely graduated from high school. I don't know. My parents might say I've did better, but I got into ODU and did 4 years of my bachelor's at ODU, and then 2 years I spent at UVA for my master's degree.
And then what brought you into the field of education? Did you just have a knack for it, or someone encouraged you to do it, or how did that work for you?
I originally thought I was going to be an athletic trainer, and I loved it. And one day, as I taped a baseball player's ankle at maybe very early in the morning, I decided, do I want to do this for the rest of my life? And not to bash athletic trainers, but at that point, it made me think, maybe I need to have a backup plan,
right?
Because that would involve me getting my master's degree, more college debt, and it naturally fell into that I would be a PE and health major.
Right.
I enjoyed it. I had some wonderful professors at ODU, got to work with some of the best, and I really enjoyed the power of teaching. Had some good teachers, could probably remember every teacher I ever had. The idea of me being a teacher was a bit scary, but we fall into the things we fall into, and after interviews with 12 different school systems, at that point, they weren't hiring PE teachers. There wasn't a lot of exits,
right,
so
right.
to speak. But I did get a job in Hampton City Schools and worked at Lindsay Middle School. Go Lions.
Oh, I did not know you started at Lindsay.
Yeah, I did start at Lindsay Middle School, and I transferred over to Phoebus, where I was a phantom, and you know
Go
that,
phantoms.
For 10 years, left, went to Eton to be the principal there, where I was a proud eagle, and then I was a crabber. So I was an eagle for a couple years, and then I was a crabber for 6, and then fate found this job for me, and it was perfect fit.
And you spent years at Phoebus as the assistant principal.
I taught for 4 years, mm-hmm. and did the department lead. Mm-hmm. I was a dean for 2 years.
Okay.
And that helped me really expose to many of the circumstances kids are facing,
okay.
that sometimes as a classroom teacher, you're really not aware of, especially
right.
in a large school setting. And that really drove home the importance of trying to keep kids in school and chasing after them and that persistence. I was called off the tennis court one day. They needed an assistant principal at Phoebus and Hampton, who's always, Hampton City School is always taking care of me. And they gave the blessing for me to do sort of a hybrid administrative role while I worked on my degree. And then I went to Eaton as principal and then on to Hampton High, go Crabbers.
We have similar pathways. I was given that same opportunity to do that hybrid approach and serving in a quasi-administrative position until I actually got the certification. But you had a good stint over at Eaton, and then I came behind you as the principal. So I had big shoes to fill and high standards to live up to, and you and I continued to work closely. So that transition was pretty smooth because they could not say, well, when Ms. Chambers was here, we did thus and thus, this and that, because I could just pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, tell me about what you did for that. So they knew they could not play mom and dad against one another.
No, they couldn't. And I think our values are the same. Yes. Of what we want for students.
Yes, ma'am.
And so we always want the best for them.
Yes.
And so that was a good fit.
And we had some similar paths in terms of alternative ed, too. So, you know, I think our passions are pretty similar in terms of what we feel we need to do to make an impact in the lives of young people. So what led you to work in adult and alternative education, and what drives your passion in this particular field?
Well, as a high school principal, I can say that I sent quite a few students to alternative education, and not necessarily for behavior reasons, but just gaps in their schooling prevented a realistic time for them to graduate. Mm. And so at that time, we had alternative programs for behavior, but primarily they were GED related. And it could be frustrating because you knew students under a different structure and with a different approach could finish their high school diploma.
Right.
But you had to figure out how to make that work because a number of students was they had children or they had to take care of a parent who was ill or they had to be employed to support their family. And so I got the opportunity 12 years ago where we were going to put all of the programs on one campus. And in that way, there was some continuity. We could move students between programs, or if they did not finish in time, they aged out, we could move them to adult ed. So the idea was they were always going to either return to their regular school, traditional school, and finish their traditional diploma, or that we would get their credential on our campus. If they were very overage, we could send them to adult, and I could still pester and harry them and make sure that they finished. And so it really was a beautiful format to put everything on one campus together. And that was very smart of Hampton City Schools.
It was intentional work. And to some of your points and making certain that the audience realizes the goal is to get them to transition back to their home school if need be. But we've had, and I'm sure in your experience, you've had quite a few instances where this was the best fit for them. Mm-hmm. And some of the young people wanted to stay there on that campus because they felt that alternative setting was best meeting their needs and an opportunity for them to complete what they needed to graduate. Also with the understanding that even though they completed the program at the Alternative Learning Center, their diploma still says Phoebus, Hampton, Bethel, or Kickapan, correct?
That's the magic.
Yes.
And so for the high school students, and for students who are not necessarily in a community situation or a behavioral situation, they can still do all the fun things. Mm-hmm. They can do prom. They can do graduation. Sometimes there's some constraints based to community issues. But the important part is we still want them connected to Hampton City Schools, and that credential is so important for their education, for employment, for enlistment, the three E's that we talk about. And so it's about, yes, you may not have gone in the path that we chose for you, but there's always time to get back on path, and there's always time to finish your credential, and that's really, really important.
And you also do a great job of instilling a sense of hope. Sometimes they come there feeling as though, hey, there's nothing I can do, there's no way I can graduate, there's no way I can get any type of credentials after leaving Hampton City Schools, but the work that you do around making certain that you show them there is a way that you can do some things and ensuring that you can either get a high school diploma or some other type of credential mm-hmm. to make certain that you are prepared for the 3 E's, enrolled, enlisted, or employed. And you all do a phenomenal job with that. So you spoke about some of this already, Ms. Chambers, but can you share some of the core goals of the adult and alternative learning center? What sets it apart from traditional educational settings?
Part of it is we try to craft an individual focus on the learner. So in a large school setting, not every student has an individual plan. They may have the courses they need, but we dial back into what were your hiccups.
Right.
Was testing a big issue? Was attendance an area? Do you have other responsibilities outside of school? For adults, it may be language. You know, we serve over 300 ESL learners for the adult program, and they may need a credential that's recognized in the United States. They may come from a country where they can't get a transcript, and so we try to work into that next field, that workforce program, or to get them a credential so they can go either to school here or continue on with the profession they had. And so the big piece is knowing your learner mm-hmm. and knowing where are their needs, where can I meet you? Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do, is meet our individual learners and then build off of their strengths and then tactfully and persistently address their weaknesses. Right. Because students are avoiders. And I can tell a story later on about the coursework wasn't much of a hiccup. The testing was a hiccup. Right. And the one thing our learning center is like, where are the needs? What do you need? And we're just going to keep it simple. We're going to dial it down. We're going to chunk it. We're going to make it obtainable. We're going to focus on some of the reading and the math and the areas that students sometimes avoid. And then we're going to give you the less intensive part towards the end as we work with
it
them.
It makes sense, but one of the keys that you mentioned is them being involved. What are your needs? So they have input in determining what it is they need mm-hmm. in order to feel a great level of success mm-hmm. as well. So what types of programs and certifications does the center offer, and how do they align with the needs of adult learners?
We offer adult English as a second language, mm-hmm. and our adult programs are regional, so you may come and assess at our program at our campus, but your job's in Newport News, and so in order to be closer to your job, you might do morning class in Newport News at one of our centers there. So that's the beautiful thing about being a regional program.
Right.
We also do that with online credit recovery for adult learners. We do a high school GED program. We do, we call them HSE, the high school equivalency, so the external diploma, ideal for students who didn't do well in the assessing realm. And so that program will help them work towards a high school, adult high school diploma without such an assessment based.
Makes sense, yes.
Yeah, it's really neat program. And then we offer high school GED. And we also offer high school diploma. Mm-hmm. Our campus also has programs for Bridgeport Academy, which is our traditional third grade through 12th grade program, which is structured very much after the traditional school setting. And we also offer homebound, home-based services for students who cannot attend in person. And so we have programs there. We do a little bit of it all.
Yes, you do. Yes, yeah. You do. So in what ways does the learning environment differ from a traditional school? And how does it cater to students who may have struggled in the past?
Well, one is, of course, I told you about the individual prescriptive kind of focus. Piece is, it's a very small environment, so we really are able to make connections with students in different ways. We want input from them. We offer classes that we hope pique their interest, so we want the end in mind, and so we want to make sure that they are working towards workforce goals. For instance, we have a high school CD or a adult CDL program. A lot of people don't know that we have that program.
Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So we partner with workforce initiatives where adult students can get their commercial driver's license.
Wow.
They do the classroom portion on our campus, and then they do the driving portion over on at Peninsula Community College, New Horizons.
Wow.
Those are off-site area. Yeah, so it's really neat. Do information technology for adults, different trades. We have a financial boot camp. So there are many programs to pique, and they can also pique high school kids' interest too. So it's not just, you want to be a lifelong learner, right? And
right.
So that piece is what we try to bring in.
Makes sense. And I know this next question, there are quite a few success stories, but can you tell us about any specific success stories or breakthroughs you've seen among students? One or two that stand out for you.
Only one or two?
I know you have a bunch.
Okay. I think the most recently I spoke to you and I mentioned we have a student who came. She should have finished school 2008-2009 school year from a neighboring district. It's three classes short. Nothing, really. And two SOLs. Those were the hiccups.
The testing
was a hiccup. And had to go into the workforce in high school and had responsibilities and came back, wanted to better her career, wanted to enrich her income, so to speak.
Right.
And so she came back to finish her high school diploma. She had been referred to us. And the testing was scary.
Mm-hmm.
And our teachers just chunked it down. Let's tackle small bits, not try to look at the big picture. And
right.
Let's just do one thing at a time. And this week, the student started in September. And this week, the student had finished all of her coursework and passed both state SOLs.
And
so,
outstanding.
Yeah. And we have another student that, and I'm going to tell you one more story. Adult student who was incarcerated for a significant amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very difficult transition to go back into our community. We want everybody to pay taxes and own property and be successful. And so the student came and enrolled in our CDL class and finished our CDL class on time. Good. And is fully employed as a truck driver today. And so you got to love that. It's important to have that. And then I have one other story.
I know you have a bunch.
I have a lot.
And I know, and I don't know if this is one you're going to tell, but I know you have gone outside of the area, even outside of the state, to make certain success for young people, whether they were in the state of Virginia or not. But you knew at some point in time they were ours, and you wanted to ensure
they
were going to get what they needed to
be a
successful and productive citizen
as
well.
That's right. And we will go and get you from your house
yes.
and bring you to
yes,
school.
I know you will.
And we will do whatever it takes.
Yes.
We really believe that.
So let's hear about the other one you want to share.
Final student was interesting young lady we inherited, had some circumstances within her family where she didn't stay at home, so
mm-hmm.
she ran away. Missed a year of school, an entire year of school. Got a call from court services, and we brought her back. And the student was driven. She was a young mother, and she was driven. She was going to finish no matter what. Is supposed to graduate in the spring of next year, so in 25. She had her freshman year. She completed 2 years of high school last year and graduated early in June. And And so it can
she
be
She was
done.
Determined.
Oh, super determined. And it's just about, sometimes there's resistance in partnering because school isn't necessarily the funnest thing
mm-hmm.
in the world to do. But if you give us a chance, we're going to take that chance as far as we can go with it. So.
And she's going to remember for the duration of her life, the impact that you all made on her, and ensuring that she had that sense of hope and that she could make it happen.
She could do it. That's
yeah. It. So, and I know this speaks to the next question. How do you measure the impact of the center on the lives of the students and the community as a whole?
I think the impact it has on our community, you can't even measure that. We want Hampton, the city of Hampton, to be the first choice when people move to the peninsula. Right. We want our school system to be our first choice. We offer so many programs between our academy programs and then even just alternatives, sports, employment, the city partnering with our high school students. We really work to make this community a great community. And so we are just a small piece of it. And we enjoy being that small piece, and we'll help out in every way.
I think you are a vital piece to it. I wouldn't call it a small piece, because when we talk about having young people being the portrait of a Hampton graduate and being college, career, and life ready, and we talk about the accomplishments and the young people, one-time graduation rate being above 95% for quite so many years in a row, and this year being 97.93, the Adult and Alternative Learning Center plays a vital part in that as well, because you're getting young people who may be off track, and you're part of your job and task is to get them back on track and to show them that they actually can do this work and walk across that stage on time for graduation. So certainly don't want you to sell yourself or your center short
in the
role that you
short.
Play as the director as well, and your remarkable staff too. So, Ms. Chambers, are there any innovative approaches or teaching methods you found particularly effective in helping your students succeed?
Our flexibility and schedule, mm-hmm. I think understanding with students that if they feel they can't finish, they can work 365 days a year to catch up. Mm-hmm. They can work 24/7. We provide them support in the evenings and on the weekends. Our piece of where we can target their needs and hone in on those immediately so that we can build on the areas that they need help in so they can feel successful. I think that those are very, very important pieces of what we do, and we do that with adults. And so
that flexibility allows for a lot of creativity too.
It does.
Yes.
It does.
And it speaks volumes to what the Alternative Center is all about anyway. Mm-hmm. You're looking for alternative ways to ensure young people and adults are going to reach that level of success that they're aiming for. So how does the center, I think it's a great question, collaborate with local businesses, community organizations, or other schools to support students?
For the school age piece, our center works directly with the graduation specialists in the high schools on what students need, how can they recover classes, how can they get back on track, how can they move back into their homeschool or graduate from our center.
Right.
For the high school or for the adult piece, I think we offer a variety of programs to feed into healthcare boot camp, the Workforce Peninsula Community College system with, as I mentioned, the CDL, but phlebotomy, CNA, X-ray tech. We have a great partnership with the city of Hampton so that we can work on employment for students, for school-age students, and they really do target our students because sometimes they are of the most need for right. employment skills. We work on the AHEELEI, which is the hospitality tourism right. certification. So that's a partnership that we have so that students, our ESL students particularly, can go to VPCC. So there are many organizations. We work with CSB. We work with Hampton Adult and Juvenile Probation. That's a big piece. So we work with a number of different organizations.
So again,
New Horizons. It's all
a
about
wraparound yep. approach, and that whole one community, one transformation piece speaks volumes to us. Definitely making certain we pull no what's the word I'm looking for, a phrase I'm looking for, making certain we do everything we can to ensure young people and adults have what they need to be successful. So what would you consider the most rewarding part of your job, and what's something you wish more people understood about adult education?
Well, I think the first piece, it's never too late to start. And I think that that is really an important piece. Sometimes adults think it's just too late to start, and it's not. It absolutely is never too late. And what's the other part of the question? I'm putting you on the spot.
I can repeat it. What's the most rewarding part of your job?
Oh, that. I think seeing our students go to the next level. Mm-hmm. Having our students be successful employment-wise, be successful in school. I can think of a student that we had was a great dropout risk. He was homeless for a large part of his junior and senior year. He completed his GED, went on, and now has a successful naval career. It may not be the path you chose, but it doesn't mean it isn't a path to get you to be successful.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes adversity gives us the resilience to do really hard things, and finishing
shows
our education.
Shows you just how strong you are. I can always tell that, I mean, feel that passion that you have, particularly during graduation time when you're there watching your young people who went through the Alternative Learning Center walk across that stage, and the joy, because I know there's some stories behind getting him or her across that stage that most folks don't know about. You see the end product of them walking across that stage and preparing themselves to be either employed or enlisted or enrolled somewhere as well. So what advice would you give to someone considering adult education, either as a student or as a career path?
It is probably one of the most rewarding. It's rewarding either way, either being a student or working with adult learners. It's a joy. And I think adults are very quick to share how important it is to them because they've been out of the game for a while. And
those
so
life
to see
experiences.
Right. That's right. And our students, our high school age students, they always are very wonderful and tell us how much they appreciate us, to come back and see us. And one of the best pieces is they refer other students, and that's a compliment.
Nice.
So when your customer sends other customers, that's a really good thing.
That's sort of what we talk about when we're saying being a brand ambassador. They are actually public relations specialists for you. Hey, this worked for me. You may want to reach out to Ms. Chambers and the Alternative Learning Center. This is what it has done for me, and hopefully it will do the same for you. One of the other things you mentioned earlier, too, when you're looking at folks who may be considering adult education or either as a student or a career path, I like what you said earlier. It's never too late to start. Mm-hmm. So focusing on that piece as well, or that whole mantra. So as we wrap up, Ms. Chambers, is there anything else you would like to share with the listening audience?
No. I would like to share one thing. If you know someone in your life that hasn't completed their education, refer them to us. We are happy to sit down, talk to them, assess them, see what program would fit the best. And our number is 757-727-1327. Option 0, speak to the wonderful Janet Mitchell-Tree, and she will get you on the right path.
Oh, that is a great way to end this, and hopefully to our listening audience, if you know of someone who needs to get back on track, certainly reach out to Ms. Chambers and the Alternative and Adult Learning Center, and we will make certain we get you back or right to the right person or program or place as well to ensure that you can continue to live out some things and become a productive citizen in our community. Thank you, Ms. Chambers, for being here today and highlighting our adult and alternative learning programs. I am certain our listeners have taken away some valuable insight from our discussion. And to our listeners, remember, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. As one community, one transformation, we will ensure academic excellence for every child, every day, whatever it takes. We will catch you next week.
Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools. New episodes of HCS Talks drop on Thursdays. Subscribe and listen to HCS Talks. HCS Talks is a Hampton City Schools production.